The general rule when dealing with Hilchos Derech is that as long as one trip, we make one bracha and that suffices the entirety of the trip. However, if one has two trips, the sukkah is broken into two distinct trips, and we have to make Hilchos Derech again. Now, sometimes it's fairly easy. You break a couple of days, then you come home. Obviously, it's two trips. What happens if you're traveling along the way and you stay overnight, you go to a town, there's a waypoint along the way. What are the determining factors if it's one trip or if it's two trips? Fast case in point, you go from here, let's say, to Muncie for a wedding, and from there you continue on after the wedding to Lakewood, New York, be it as it may. Is that one trip or is it two? So the first determination we have in halacha in deciding the factor, whether it's one or two, is what did you have in mind? What did you have in mind when you were traveling? If you come to the city and you have intention to stay in this city, and you're not going to travel on from this point, now you enter a city, and you decide I'm staying here for the night. After that, it could be, you know, it's merely Albany's on the way, you're clearly not staying there long term. But right now you come into the city, you say I'm here for the night, I'm going to sleep here. And then later you change your mind. At that point there'll be a hesach hadas, there'll be a break, because at that point, for the moment you're in the city and you consider it to be your destination for today and you're going to sleep here, that would be that mindset, that mentality would create a hesach hadas. Your bracha has finished, your trip has finished, you have arrived. And even if a few minutes later you change your mind, you want to continue that, in essence, it's a brand new trip at post hesach hadas. You won't have to make a brand new bracha for Hilchos Derech for any travel after that. Now, this is talking about when you already arrive in the city that you're going to, and you stop there. There you have the Hesach Hadas, and therefore it can be called that you've completely terminated your trip. You have terminated your trip, in your mind you've terminated your trip, and now you're beginning again. Let's say, on the way, you're traveling, let's say, from here to Muncie. On the way, you decide, you know what? Instead of continuing on, change our plans. I'm not going to continue on. I'm going to stay in Muncie overnight. Half hour later, you change your mind again. I'm not going to stay there overnight. So you change your mind a few times along the way. It's not entirely clear in the Paiskim, but it seems to me that from the lesson of the Paiskim, and it seems as well, Mishat HaSvara, that since you're in the middle of your travels, any changes of das in between would not yet be final until you came to your point of destination. So as long as you haven't gotten to the point where you're stopping over and you change your mind back and forth, that would not be a Hesach Hadas. You can say you stopped your trip because you actively are in the middle of your trip. And therefore, if you change your mind a few times, that's fine. What would matter is, the crucial point would be, once you've arrived in your midpoint, in that place, if you change your mind at any point, if you decide to stay there even for a few moments, if you do so, you'd be chayav to go ahead and make Hilchos Derech again in the morning. So again, a class case in point, you're driving from here to New York, you stop in Albany overnight. Even if you change your mind and you don't in fact stay there, the fact you planned on staying there while you were in that city, that's enough to be chayav Hilchos Derech again because of Hesach Hadas. Interesting exception to this rule. Let's say somebody's on a tour with a group and they're going around some country and they're going from here to there, and he thinks, the person that he's stopping is just in the city. He doesn't realize the tour is going to go on further. Since he realizes, though, that the tour guide, up to the tour guide and the tour plan, so even though he may have in the back of his mind that we're stopping here, he knows his das is really totally on the operator of the tour, and therefore there's no problem with Hesach Hadas in this case. There's one other factor, and that is, even if you don't plan on stopping here, but there's a physical determination, that is you go to sleep. If you go to a town along the way, even if it's decided, you know, some small town where you're not stopping at all for any specific event, but you go to sleep overnight in that town, das, whoever your das may be, the facts are that you did in fact go to sleep, and the fact that you went to sleep in that town, that would be a factor to say your trip is broken into two. Now here the Mishabura adds one caveat. He says it's only true with a clarity if you go ahead and sleep till the morning. If you go to sleep overnight and you wake up before Elias HaShachar and you want to continue your trip, but he says there it's not entirely clear. And he says in such circumstances you should go ahead and say Tzius Derech in the morning without the bracha at the end, without the Shema Malchus. Go ahead and say it without the Shema Malchus because it is a suffix if you get up before daybreak. But again, if you sleep overnight along the way, you certainly, that's a break. You have to make a new bracha in the morning. One exception to this rule is that as much as you're sleeping over as a break, it's only because you took a pause from your trip. What happens if you sleep as you're traveling? Now, a fairly frequent case, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you leave here late afternoon, you go to sleep, and overnight you go to sleep. So overnight you're sleeping, you wake up in the morning, and you're still traveling. You haven't stopped traveling for a moment. Since you haven't stopped traveling at all, the sleeping would not be a hefsek. It's only hefsek when you stop and you go to sleep, that's a break. But if you're traveling the entire time, that would not be a break. And even though your trip runs over from day till night till the next day, that would be considered a one long trip. But again, the general halacha would be, short of hefsek hadas and short of sleeping over, if you make a bracha in the morning on one trip and you travel, even though it becomes night, unless you have one of these two things, Hesach Hadas or sleeping over, the fact that you've traveled the entire day and night, or Bidus and May, as long as you're traveling, you'd only be chayv in one Hilchos Derech, not in two.